this past week, it was kind of interesting. I had trouble with my cell phone. And as I had trouble with my cell phone, I ended up going to the carrier's store and talking to somebody there. And as you know, the cell phone store can be quite a while to be there. But when it was all said and done, they were going to send me a different phone and replace my phone. And what was interesting to me is that just before I got out the door, they already were sending me a confirmation letter in my email as my watch went off and said, oh, you got this email coming and everything. And it was a confirmation of everything that was done and what was going to happen. And in a way, our last passage that we just read and heard is actually a confirmation that what was provided through the shepherds was true. It was a confirmation that this is the Messiah, the chosen one of Israel. The shepherds, the lowly individuals, had probably been going through the streets telling the story. And as in those days, like our days, a lot of people probably said, it's only the foolish, the unwise, that would actually believe those things. Just as today we have it said many times, it's only the foolish people that would believe the whole Bible. But here God in his wisdom brings us to this time where Simeon declares that this is truly God's child. God used the shepherds to proclaim the truth. He used Simeon to bring the confirmation that this is the truth, that this child is the Messiah. And so we come to our passage here in Luke chapter 2, and briefly we're going to look through verses 16 through 35 this morning and just pulling a few things out of there. Because I want us to see simply a few thoughts here this morning. And that's basically the servants, the statement, and the sorrow. The servants, the statement, and the sorrow. Father, we come before you now this morning. We ask that you would give guidance to a story that we've heard many times, but may we hear it anew. And may we hear the fact that you have provided a way for us to be in reconciliation with you, to be in fellowship with you in a great way. We ask for your guidance and for your blessing now on this time in Christ's name. Amen. This morning, for just a few moments, I want to take you through some different thoughts from this passage. First of all, I want us to consider the servants. There are about five different servants I want us to see from this passage. The first being the shepherds. The shepherds simply did what their responsibility was. They weren't considered anything of great. They were considered lowly people. They were considered just those that are out in the field. But yet, God gave them a responsibility. And that was to go see the child and proclaim that this is Christ. They told of the wonderful things that had happened. And as they did, I wonder this. I wonder if in those days, as the shepherds told these stories and all the people were there in Jerusalem, if many of them thought, they're just shepherds. What do they know? It didn't matter. Because to the shepherds, they were given a task, and they completed it. But what I want to focus on this morning, basically, is what happened afterwards. Because what happened afterwards is so important. And the next persons we see is Mary and Joseph. And I want to focus here, and I'm going to read from the New Century Version this morning. And basically, it says this. When the baby was 8 days old, he was circumcised and was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before the baby began to grow inside Mary. When the time came for Mary and Joseph to do what the law of Moses taught about being made pure, they took Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. It is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be given to the Lord. Mary and Joseph also went to offer a sacrifice as the law of the Lord says. You must sacrifice 2 turtle doves and 2 young pigeons. And it's interesting as we look at it that Mary and Joseph, as they were chosen to be the parents, did that which was right before the Lord. And in Mary and Joseph doing that which was right before the Lord, it actually qualifies Jesus to be the Messiah. The first thing is that 8 days. At 8 days of life, they took him to the, and had him circumcised. This identifies the child now with the covenant. If the child was not identified with the covenant, he would not qualify to be the Messiah. So Mary and Joseph, in doing that which was right, they took him at 8 days and fulfilled what the law required. Not only did they take him at 8 days, but then at 40 days, Mary came to the temple. She came to the temple to offer her sacrifice. It was responsible that after 40 days of the first male child that was born, that the woman would come for her purification and offer an offering unto the Lord. Now, it's interesting as we look at it and begin to see that Mary and Joseph offer the sacrifices that would be of someone who has little finances. But they offered them unto the Lord in doing that which was right within the law. They fulfilled the law. But in fulfilling the law, they also did a second thing at 40 days. And that was this. They presented the child to be dedicated to the Lord. They presented the child that he might be dedicated to the Lord in fulfillment of the law. And by those two events, even as a baby, it qualifies Christ to be the Messiah. You know, it's kind of interesting as we look and begin to see is the fact that had Mary and Joseph not done that which was right, Jesus would not be qualified. But as servants of God, they were willing to do what the Word of God had told them to do as individuals. A testimony to you and I. Do we do that which God has called us to do? The other servant that's here, and one that we don't often think about, is simply this. Christ was a servant as a baby. Here we have the God of the universe, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to the law. Here he is, man, very man, and yet he's God, and yet he's coming under the law and fulfilling those things. It's interesting as we stop and think about it that Christ, even as a baby, was a servant to the things of God. And then we want to get to Simeon. Simeon, and it's kind of interesting as we look at Simeon and consider Simeon as a servant. Simeon was a man that it is said that was obedient to the things of God. He was willing to do what God wanted him to do. He had a reputation not only in the temple, but a reputation out in the village that this was a man of God that was obedient to the things of God, that was devoted to God. He was respected by his peers and all those around him. Why is that important? The reason that's important is this. When he spoke then, his word would have been heard. When he spoke then, others would have paid attention. We look at what's going on in the temple. This is not off in some room, but this is out in the open. And it says that Simeon was willing to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God to go to the temple at the right moment. You see, God's plan has always unraveled and become true in the right moment. Christ came at the right time. Mary and Joseph brought him to be circumcised at the right time. It was at the right time at 40 days They also came back to the temple for the purification and dedication of the child. And at that time, Simeon followed the leadership of the Holy Spirit and went up to the temple to there be at the place that God had ordained of him to be. He followed the Spirit of God. And in doing so, he testifies about a few things for us. Because Simeon here, as we begin to see, first of all, he was the one that received the promise of God that he would see the Messiah, that he would see the child in his lifetime. And here, as an old man, and the days are going, you ever wonder sometimes why God waits sometimes to do some things? I wonder if Simeon thought, well, maybe when I'm a young man, I'll get to see this and I'll see a whole lot of things. And yet the days went on till he was an old man. And here he followed the Spirit of God. And in following the Spirit of God, he comes to that moment where Simeon is given the opportunity to give to us the confirmation that this is the Messiah. This is the one that God has sent to be our deliverer. This baby. And I imagine this. Could you imagine being all around these folks and all of a sudden Simeon begins to speak? And as Simeon begins to speak, he knows what's in his heart and he brings forth the statement to us. And notice the statement that he says, simply this: "Now, Lord, you can let me, your servant, die in peace. With my own eyes, I have seen your salvation, which you prepared before all people. It is a light for the non-Jewish people to see and an honor for your people, the Israelites." And in this statement, the first thing that Simeon simply declares is this: God is faithful. God is faithful to what he has declared. He simply declares, Simeon says, "God, you made a promise to me that I would see the Messiah. And in that promise to me, that you have been faithful and kept it. That I now have the opportunity to see the Messiah, the very one of God, right now. And now I'm ready to die because I can die in peace." You know, one of the things that I have the opportunity to be present at a lot is the death of people. To be in a room when somebody is dying. And it's interesting sometimes to watch and see the reaction of folks. And when you know that somebody is truly at peace, there's a really different feeling. Because there's the surety that God is there present and what is waiting. And Simeon says, "Lord, you have been so faithful to me. I am ready to go home and meet you." There's no fear in death. There is peace. I wonder, do you share that same peace? Do you share that same peace knowing that your soul is right with God and you've seen his faithfulness throughout your life? Simeon was. But not only did he declare God is faithful, Simeon also declared simply this: that God has provided. God has provided that for which for many, many years he has said he would do. And he provided at that moment what all of Israel had been waiting for. Every woman had been waiting for the opportunity to be the one that would bear the Messiah, the hope that she would produce the saving Messiah for the nation of Israel. And now Simeon declares, "God, you have provided what you said you would provide." In simply this, that this child will bring salvation to all. To the nation of Israel, this child is a blessing. He is one of us. He is the one that is going to be the deliverer. We should rejoice and be happy in it. And in that day, as we know, Gentile people were not always appreciated by the Jewish people. Gentile people were not always considered to be open to deliverance. Paul, because he's the Messiah. He's the deliverer. He will bring that great hope for us all that we can be reconciled and made true with God once again. But as Simeon brings this statement of declaration that this is the Messiah and that God has been faithful and that God has provided, he also gave a statement of the sorrow, the division this child will cause. Notice what he says here in the next few verses, in verses 33 and following. Jesus, father and mother were amazed at what Simeon had said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, God has chosen this child to cause the fall and rise of many in Israel. He will be a sign from God that many people will not accept, so that the thoughts of many will be made known, and the things that will happen will make your heart sad too. In the statement of sorrow, simply this, is that Simeon comes and he says, this is the Messiah. He's the deliverer. He's the one that's going to bring us into that place that we can be reconciled with God again. He's our great hope. He's what we've been waiting for. But Mary, understand this. Some will reject. There are some that will simply reject no matter how much they are shown the truth. And you think about the life of Christ. All the miracles he did, all the different teachings he gave, the way he lived before man, demonstrated an individual that was right with God, demonstrated how that we can live before God, demonstrated that God wanted to reconcile us, and yet they rejected him. They rejected him. Mary, notice this. Their rejection is just not going to be within themselves, but it is going to be an outward rejection. That many will reject him and many will demonstrate through a rebellious spirit their feelings towards this child. And they did. In a few short months, we will turn the Christmas joy into Easter and watch as the pinnacle of rebellion against God begins right after his triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem. They'll bring false accusations against him. They'll mock him. They'll beat him. The rebellion will be outwardly an expression of the hatred that many have had towards this Messiah, the chosen child of God. And then he says to Mary, Mary, you will suffer emotionally because of their actions. I learned very quickly that my mother-in-law was a mother bear. And that's this. If you did anything that affected one of her kids or her grandkids, she was ready to prepare to protect them. She would come out in a fierce force and everything else, just like you would not believe. Because she was a mother bear. And I wonder, for just a moment, as Mary was there at the cross, as Mary had experienced everything that had happened to her son, if she didn't remember Simeon's words. Simeon's words is simply said, and the things that will happen will make your heart sad. That here Mary was seeing her very son who had done so many wonderful things, was now hanging on a cross. not because of being guilty for anything, but because of the rebellion in the hearts of those that rejected. You see, Simeon's prophecy and blessings all came true. This was the Messiah. The confirmation is there. This is God's chosen one. And as we look at it and begin to see it, this very day as Simeon was preaching, the religious around him heard from a very devout man that followed God, this is the Messiah. God chose the lowly shepherds. He chose Simeon, that all people would have an opportunity to hear, this truly is God's Messiah, the child, the one that God has promised. And so today, as the Messiah brings salvation to us all, I wonder, as we celebrate Christmas, could we take a moment and ask ourselves, have I been a servant of God like those that are displayed in this passage? Have I served God to being faithful to the things that he's called me to, that my heart would be open to the leadership of the Holy Spirit at any given moment? You see, we celebrate Christmas in celebrating Christ, in celebrating the fact that he is the Messiah who has come, that has provided salvation for us all. The simple statement of Simeon was the confirmation. This is the one to believe in. This is the one that we should follow. And so when we trust Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and take Christ into our lives and decide to live with him, we can have full assurance that God has declared through Simeon, this is my son. Follow him. Listen to him. And then the sorrow comes, because it should break our hearts every time we see someone reject Jesus Christ. The world rejects him, and we wonder why. It's because of the rebellion in the heart. And yet God has still called us to share the greatest story ever told. God provides salvation.